88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Ash-Bullard. Recently, Quebec legalized euthanasia. And today in our Cube studio, we have Ted Lender, who feels that this is a huge step forward for Quebec. He has been fighting for the right to be the owner of his body for some years, and I'm sure that you must have been really, really happy to hear this decision.
I certainly was, and I immediately sent a letter to Madame Yvon, who started this whole project, to congratulate her on this big victory. And now, while I'm a resident of Sherbrooke, I will not stop fighting the federal government for the same right for all of Canada.
Right. So you're not happy just to see Quebec have this right. You want to see all of Canada have
exactly,
this right.
Exactly. Exactly. And so do many other Canadians who live outside of Quebec. And of course, the government and the religious community totally ignore the fact that this is a majority of Canadians who want to be the owners of their lives and the sole decision makers at the end of their lives.
Now, you feel very strongly about this subject. And can you tell us a little bit about what led you to feel this way?
I certainly can. My father, first of all, I'm a native of Germany. I came to Canada in 1965, lived 34 years in Toronto, and now since 1999 in Quebec. And my father, my parents came after me to Canada. And my father, after a series of strokes, was vegetating, literally vegetating, in a Toronto hospital for 3.5 years. He was unconscious, he didn't recognize anybody, and at the end, they fed him by way of gavage, which means a tube down his nose to nourish his precious body, which was really already dead. My mother suffered for about 4 days only with congestive heart failure, and my brother was locked up in a facility for 4 years with Lewy body dementia. And he, at the end, I suppose, well, I was told that he refused food and drink and starved himself to death. Now, it's important for me to tell you that I, at age 14, I saw movies of the Holocaust in Germany, and that caused me to become atheist at age 14. I have no problem with Christians wanting to suffer. They're protected by current laws. But I, being a non-believer in God and other religions or any religion, insist that I be the sole owner of my body and the sole decision maker when it comes to the end of my life. I do not want to suffer. I just want to die when I decide. And it should not be a criminal act for somebody who is compassionate enough to do that for me if I cannot physically kill myself.
So tell us a little bit about the journey. What are some of the things that you had to do to fight this?
Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you the number of letters that I've written to Harper. I call him Adolf Harper. Maybe you can't, I shouldn't say that on air. I have written letters to the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops. I have attended a program in Montreal, a French language program, to promote the idea of being the owner of my my body. And I spoke before the Commission Spéciale sur la question de mourir dans la dignité in November 2010. And having said that, I had the question put to me, what about the slippery slope? And I showed the commission my 2-page document, 8.5 by 14, which indicates exactly what I want to happen if I am physically and or mentally disabled. And everybody should realize that we a testament that contains the instructions about our physical things that we leave behind, that is incontestable, and so should be my testament as to how I want to die and when I want to die.
So now you have made some headway in your fight, and what are some of the next steps that you plan to take?
Well, I really don't know what else to do because I, as I said, I've written letters. I'm a member of the Right to Die organization. I am a member of the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association. So I'm spreading the word all over the place, which of course is you know, these people, all these people are in to my fight as well. And the thing that I find very sad is that those who are against the assisted suicide and euthanasia theory do not admit that they're Christians. Okay, and that is the sole reason why they're doing this, and it has nothing to do with them. Okay, I don't want they're protected by law right now. I just want the option to die when I want to die. Nothing changes for the Christians.
As you said, you're fighting for the right to be owner of your body.
Exactly.
Well, we thank you so much for sharing this with us today, and we wish you good luck in your fight as you continue.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to have voiced my opinion here.
We've been speaking with Ted Lunder.